and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Brazil is reinstating stricter climate goals after they were weakened under the country's former president. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Brazil is going back to commitments it had made as part of the Paris Agreement. The announcement was made by the country's Committee on Climate Change, a joint body made up of 18 government ministries. During the tenure of far-right president Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil backtracked on its commitment to reducing national emissions, as was agreed in Paris in 2015. According to online platform Climate Watch, Brazil is the world's fifth largest emitter of greenhouse gases, contributing nearly 3% of global emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Libya's top prosecutor says he has opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in a coastal city. Rescue teams were still searching for bodies in Derna on Saturday. It has been nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding across eastern Libya. The floods overwhelmed two dams, sending a wall of water several meters high through the center of Derna. Entire neighborhoods were destroyed and people were swept out to sea. The Libyan Red Crescent says that more than 10,000 people are still missing. Greek officials are also assessing the staggering cost of repairing the damage from record flooding in Greece and compensating residents and businesses. The storms began earlier this month and flooded 280 square miles of mostly prime farmland. The flooding totally destroyed crops, battered road and railway networks, and killed tens of thousands of livestock. Greece's finance minister says the cost could reach several billion euros. The center-right government is preparing a supplementary state budget calling for an additional 600 million euros to be spent this year. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States on Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid, Ryan Chang reports.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has met with his Cuban counterpart in Havana. The meeting signals a revitalization of ties between the two countries in the first trip by a Brazilian president to the Caribbean nation in 9 years. Lula was in Havana for the summit of the Group of 77, Emerging Economies plus China. The group, founded in the 1960s, is meeting in Cuba just days ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York. Addressing the summit Friday, Lula lamented the U.S.-led embargo of Cuba. He says the island, quote, "is the victim of an illegal economic embargo. Brazil is against any unilateral coercive measure." The popularity of some well-known weight loss drugs is making it hard for many patients to get their prescriptions filled. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to doctors, there are supply problems and insurance complications, which are making it difficult for many patients to start and to stay with obesity-fighting injectables like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Sandexa. Patients report often having to call several pharmacies to find the medicine or having to drive around an hour to find a drugstore that has it. The president of the Obesity Medicine Association says it's like the Hunger Games, trying to get the prescriptions filled. Drug makers like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly say with the increased demand, supplies will be tight through the end of the year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine on Saturday, Ukrainian port authorities said. The first ships to use the temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for Africa and Asian markets. Ukraine last month announced a, quote, "humanitarian corridor" in the Black Sea to release ships trapped in its ports since the start of the war in February 2022 and to circumvent a de facto blockade after Russia abandoned a deal to let Kyiv export grain. Five vessels have left the port of Odessa using the corridor. I'm Alexis Strope.